Blackstone Audio presents The Seventh Function of Language by Laurent Binet, translated by Sam Taylor. This book is read by Bronson Pinchot. There are interpreters everywhere, each speaking his own language, even if he has some knowledge of the language of the other. The interpreter's ruses have an open field, and he does not forget his own interests. Jacques Derrida. Part 1. Paris. 1. Life is not a novel, or at least you would like to believe so. Roland Barthes walks up Rue de Bièvre. The greatest literary critic of the 20th century has every reason to feel anxious and upset. His mother, with whom he had a highly Proustian relationship, is dead, and his course on the preparation of the novel at the Collège de France is such a conspicuous failure it can no longer be ignored. All year, he has talked to his students about Japanese haikus, photography, the signifier and the signified, Pascalian diversions, café waiters, dressing gowns, and lecture hall seating, about everything but the novel. And this has been going on for 3 years. He knows, without a doubt, that the course is simply a delaying tactic designed to push back the moment when he must start a truly literary work, one worthy of the hypersensitive writer lying dormant within him and who, in everyone's opinion, began to bud in his A Lover's Discourse, Fragments, which has become a Bible for the under-25s. From Sainte-Beuve to Proust,